Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we've had four posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we described a study where the authors reported that graded exercise testing with clinical provocative tests during the subacute phase after a concussion can help clinicians predict time to recovery and guide decision-making for readiness to start return to activity. In the second post, we introduced the Interassociation Consensus Statement on the Management of Medications by the Sports Medicine Team. And in our third post, we highlighted the top posts of 2018, which included several studies focused on injury prevention. Finally, in the fourth post, we summarized the study where the authors found that the injury rates on synthetic turf surfaces are 16% higher than on natural playing surfaces among NFL athletes. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors performed a graded exercise treadmill test on 139 athletes who were about 12 years of age, and they typically were 5 to 7 days post-injury. The goal was to investigate whether graded exercise testing could predict recovery. Each athlete completed the graded exercise program according to the Bruce treadmill test protocol. During testing, an athlete's speed and running incline was increased every 3 minutes until they ended the test. The authors used four criteria to end testing. First, if the participant asked to stop, or if a participant experienced significant gait impairment, loss of balance or coordination, or if the participant had an abnormal heart rate response, or reported symptoms increase by more than 3 points, based on a 7-point Likert scale. The researchers measured exercise time to symptom exasperation and placed participants into two groups, exercise tolerant or exercise intolerant. Exercise tolerance for readiness to return to activity was defined as the ability to exercise without worsening symptoms for at least 9 minutes. The authors noted that neither group had adverse effects from exercise. The authors then assessed participants every 2 weeks and noted recovery. Within the study, the authors defined clinical concussion recovery as the clinical scores returning to baseline norms. The exercise-tolerant participants exercised for about 10 minutes compared to only 4 minutes among the exercise-intolerant participants. The exercise-tolerant group recovered within 10 days. However, the exercise-intolerant participants took about 45 days to recover. Lastly, the authors found that participants who were exercise intolerant and had a positive modified BESS were 3 times more likely to have prolonged recoveries, which was defined as a recovery greater than 14 days. The authors of this study showed that a treadmill test can help stratify young athletes based on risk of prolonged recovery. Specifically, when athletes in the subacute phase of healing, which was about 5 to 7 days post-injury, withstood more than 9 minutes of running without an increase in signs and symptoms, they were more likely to recover in about 10 days. This is in stark contrast to the athletes who were unable to withstand 9 minutes on the treadmill and took about 45 days to recover. It was also interesting to note that when the treadmill test is added to a modified BESS test, there was an even greater predictive value. The authors demonstrated that the treadmill test and the modified BESS test was 93% predictive. However, it will be helpful to confirm this in other studies and clinics. These tests may help clinicians overcome the challenges of directing patient care after concussion and help them explain to patients the possible timeline for recovery. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries and these courses on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.